From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Marva Hinton. Florida Senator Marco Rubio says allegations the Cuban regime planted a false story in U.S. media about a New Jersey senator should stop all talk on Capitol Hill of ending the U.S. embargo. Matt Laszlo has the story from Washington.
New Jersey Democrat Robert Menendez has been a tough critic of the Castros, and he's claiming the regime retaliated by planting a false story in conservative media here in Washington during his last re-election campaign.
And I would not be surprised if it were true.
That's Florida Republican Marco Rubio, who says he's waiting for further details, but adds he's troubled by reports the Cuban regime planted the story that Menendez slept with underage prostitutes in order to get him replaced as head of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. As Rubio walked past the subways in the Capitol's basement, he said if the story proves accurate, all talk of ending the embargo should halt.
It should, because the Cuban intelligence doesn't just gather intelligence on individual American lawmakers, and they gather intelligence on the U.S. and they sell it. I mean, to them, it's a business model. They're a very capable, one of the three or four most capable intelligence agencies in the world, and with, you know, hundreds if not thousands of people assigned to monitoring the United States. And I just think we have underestimated their capabilities.
Menendez is asking the Department of Justice to look into the allegations, which were first published in a Washington Post article. I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.
And if you're a big WLRN fan, you might have a good shot at winning a $75 bar tab from Gramps in Wynwood, where we're hosting an evening of South Florida trivia tonight at 7. The event is part of our What's the Story project, which looks at the quirkiest aspects of living here. You can find out more about the project on our website, WLRN.org. Lots of the questions tonight will come from stories broadcast here on WLRN, so keep an ear out for the answers, and we'll see you there. This is WLRN. In Miami Herald News, I'm Marva Hinton. Now we welcome Paul Leary into the studio.